Follow along in your program. There'll be some places where there's some responsive reading. When we get to that, I'll read the light-colored print, and then we'll all read the bold print together. You know, a special day and historical day in the life of our nation is the 4th of July, 1776. 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. It was a historical day of new beginnings for our country. One of those men who signed the Declaration of Independence was Benjamin Harrison of Virginia. He was a member of the Continental Congress, and so happened that his youngest child, William Henry Harrison, became the 9th president of the United States. And William Henry Harrison's beautiful, wonderful tomb is less than a mile from here. Benjamin Harrison, besides signing the Declaration of Independence, he helped, as all those men did back then, craft the ideas and the words of that document. And the preamble of the Declaration of Independence is this: when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and so on. Today is a historical day of new beginnings for North Bend Church. And we follow that same trend of thought that was put down on paper back on July the 4th, 1776. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another, and to assume among the powers of the church the separate and equal station to which the truths of Scripture and of Scripture's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of faithful Christians requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. Over the course of history, there's always been struggles, challenges, opportunities for people in their good conscience to say, wait a minute, something needs to change. And that's what's happening today. On November the 5th, 1905, what began as a Sunday school class in the school which used to sit right on the site where the current North Bend Post Office is, became the North Bend United Brethren in Christ Church. There's a special service that day. 35 charter members signed up. We have their names written in our North Bend church history. It's also recorded that an offering was taken up that day. 38 cents they collected in the offering. On May the 26th, 1911, the cornerstone of this building was set. And several months later, on April the 7th of 1912, the first morning worship took place on Easter morning, right here in this sanctuary. In 1946, the United Brethren in Christ Church merged with the Evangelical Association, forming a brand new denomination called the Evangelical United Brethren Church, the EUB Church. North Bend, at that point, became North Bend Evangelical United Brethren Church. And then in 1968, the Evangelical United Brethren denomination merged with the Methodist denomination and formed the United Methodist Church. And this congregation became the North Bend United Methodist Church. And now, in 2023, there's been a declaration of independence of sorts. There's been an exodus of United Methodists, many of whom are like us affiliating with a brand new denomination, the Global Methodist Church. Global in the fact that the gospel is for everyone around the world. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said the same thing, the world is my parish. And so the global aspect of this new denomination is important. And so is the Methodist part. The historical documents that we have that define our doctrine, that define our polity, that define and identify who we are uniquely in the kingdom of God are still amazing documents. And that long history and heritage that we have as Wesleyans, following John Wesley, in our thinking, in our theology, in our passion, in our mission, and being Methodist in that vein, extremely valuable. Now we are the North Bend Global Methodist Church. So we'd like to affirm our new affiliation. And to do that, I'm going to recite the vision that the Global Methodist Church has. And that's printed in your program there. So I'll read one part and then you read, and we'll just read responsively through that. This is the vision of the Global Methodist Church. Our vision is to join God in a journey of bringing new life, reconciliation, and the presence of Christ to all people, and to helping each person reflect the character of Christ. Through our ministry, we desire to share the whole counsel of God with all people, and to advance the presence and fulfillment of the kingdom of God in every part of the world, and at all levels of societies and cultures. The Global Methodist Church is committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, the inspiration and authority of the Scriptures, and to the work of the Holy Spirit in conveying God's truth and grace to all people. We are a church that recognizes and deploys the gifts and contributions of each part of the church, working as partners in the gospel, with equal voice and leadership. Our witness to the world is marked by mutual love, concern, sharing, and a focus on those who are most vulnerable. We watch. Of the good news, as we humbly but boldly strive to serve others as ambassadors of Christ. That's an amazing vision, something to see as we move into the future, something to guide us, something to lead us. And now let us remember our commission. We have a purpose. We have a call. We have something that we just don't make up to say this is what we want to be or this is what we want to do. No, we understand that Jesus Christ left us with this commission to accomplish God's purposes on earth. We pray about that in the Lord's Prayer when we say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God wants to happen on earth. And it comes from Matthew 28, the Great Commission. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. Now it's time to move into two pieces of dedication. One, we dedicate ourselves personally, we renew our allegiance to Jesus Christ, and then together, as a congregation, we renew our dedication and our commitment. So let us profess our faith personally, and let us stand for this as you're able. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Amen. And you'll recognize that as the Apostles' Creed. Now let us, as we're standing, dedicate ourselves personally. Do you renounce and reject the dark forces and evil powers of this world and repent of your sins? And do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, temptation, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? And do you profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? And do you declare Jesus Christ to be your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? And as members of this congregation, the North Bend Church, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? Stay standing for a moment. These two things of our personal and our corporate dedication are pieces of a ceremony which leads persons who are seeking membership in a local congregation to fulfill whatever requirements, obligations that generally and normally we have seen historically over the years been expected of new members. And so, in a sense, on this new day of new beginnings, anyone in this room, and there are others who are not in this room this morning that have let me know, but if there are persons in this room who would like to be charter members moving forward, new members of the North Bend Church, you are officially welcome today. Just let us know. You can fill out that card and slip it in the offering plate. You can talk to me and say, hey, Pastor Scott, I'd be glad to now be a part of the North Bend Church. I know some of you already have. There's probably about six or seven standing with us today that have already let me know that that's the case for them. And there may be some others this morning who want to do the same. Fill out the card or talk to me. Just let me know. And we will make that happen. And Mike will print up a wonderful certificate for us all to enjoy.